A former member of the violent radical group The Weather Underground was granted parole today. Kathy Boudin had served more than 20 years in prison for her part in a 1981 robbery that left three people dead. Boudin says she was recruited for that crime by the Black Liberation Army. At the time, she had a son, who was 14 months old, whom she left to participate in the robbery of a Brinks armed truck.
It was a sign of commitment to be willing to help out that day. I think that I was completely out of touch. I think it was completely wrong. I always remember that not only did I leave my own child, but my participation in a crime left other children without their parents.
That's Kathy Boudin 2 years ago talking to a reporter for member station WNYC. Joining us now is New York Times columnist Clyde Haberman. Clyde Haberman, you wrote a column a couple of weeks ago urging parole for Kathy Boudin. Why?
I did. Because it seemed to me that we either believe in the system or we don't. She was sentenced to 20 years to life. Now, either that is code word for life, in just a polite way of saying it, or it literally means 20 to life. She's now done 22 years. There is no reason not to believe that her remorse is sincere. Her good works are quite extraordinary. I mean, she's not only gotten advanced degrees herself, but there is, you know, bundles and bundles of letters and statements from various prisoners about how she's helped them turn their lives around, the programs she's done on AIDS, education, just making these women, these troubled women, take responsibility for their crimes and to move on. And as much as we all have to acknowledge the pain and that the victims' families are going through and why they would like to see her stay in prison forever, again, we do have a system, and the system does say parole is possible.
The robbery in question resulted in the death of a security guard and two police officers.
Right.
She didn't shoot anyone, but she took part in this plot and was, I guess, driving a getaway car.
She was unarmed, and she didn't shoot, indeed, but her role was not negligible either. It was secondary, but it was not negligible in that she and the person she later married, David Gilbert, were in a U-Haul a distance away from where the robbery took place. It was clear that they were there to be decoys because police would be looking for black men, these were two white people. There's a bit of dispute as to whether or not when her U-Haul was stopped, she got out and surrendered. But there's a question as to whether or not she, when she got out and the police had their guns on her, asked them to lower their guns because they made her nervous, she said. And at that moment, half a dozen members of the Black Liberation Army came charging out of the back of the U-Haul, guns blazing at these cops whose guns supposedly were lowered. This was testified by another cop who had been on the scene, but he didn't first say anything about that until a year later. He never said it in his statements at the time of the crime or soon thereafter, and Boudin always denied that she'd ever done that. So in the end, her role, to repeat, was secondary, though hardly negligible.
Kathy Boudin and the man she married, David Gilbert, who is still serving in Attica for the same crime,
Right. These
are people who were highly educated, children of the middle class.
Right.
What they were doing, in a way, is sort of like what we've been reading about, you know, 9/11 hijackers doing. It's very, very different kind of crime.
To some degree, I don't think I'd quite compare any of the Weather Underground activities with Al-Qaeda. But definitely, they were children of privilege for the most part, and they got caught up in the wackiness of the 60s. I'm not excusing it, in fact, not at all. But there are people who would have them rot in jail forever and ever. Let me confine it to her, simply because they don't like her politics or what her politics were or the mere fact that she was kind of dopey in a lot of her politics. This is, others would argue, not a reason necessary to keep people in prison.
Clyde Haberman, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
New York Times columnist Clyde Haberman talking with us about Kathy Boudin, who received parole today.